This program is intended for individuals who are blind or are unable to read physical print and is brought to you by CABVI's Audio Information Services team.
Hi, this is Julianne with the May 3rd, 2024 edition of The Week Junior. We'll start with the week's big news. The first article is India holds world's largest election. 1/10 of the world's population has started voting in an election that's taking place over 44 days in India. During that time, the nation with the world's biggest population will conduct the largest exercise of democracy in history. And democracy is a government in which people choose leaders. What is happening? Polling places opened across India on April 19 in the first stage of a six-week process. Of India's 1.4 billion people, about 969 million are eligible to cast ballots. The election will determine the next prime minister, or PM, whose role is similar to a U.S. president, and the 543 representatives in the Lok Sabha, one half of India's parliament, which is similar to Congress, the branch of U.S. government that makes laws. Who is running? In India, people do not directly elect the PM. Instead, the leader of the political party that wins a majority in the Lok Sabha becomes the prime minister. The current PM, Narendra Modi, leads the Bharatiya Janata Party, or BJP. The BJP and its allies hold a majority with 309 seats. Modi is expected to win a third term, which would make him the second leader in the nation's history to serve three consecutive terms. The BJP has become popular in part for creating many public assistance programs, including paying for the construction of millions of homes and providing free grain to 800 million people. The party has also put money towards infrastructure, including new highways and power plants. The largest opposition party is the Indian National Congress, or INC, led by Rahul Gandhi, who lost to Modi in the last two elections. The INC and 27 other parties have formed an alliance called India, INDIA, which has said it will protect freedom of speech, expression, and religion. The India political party said that under Modi's leadership, the country has continued to experience unemployment, inflation, which is a rise in the cost of goods and services, and increased debt for millions of farmers who make up a large percentage of the population. The political party India hasn't yet announced a PM candidate. How does India vote? The election unfolds in seven phases, with India's 28 states and 8 special territories voting in turn. Votes are cast electronically in more than 1 million polling places, staffed by about 15 million workers. India is a massive nation covering more than 1 million square miles of mountains, deserts, and remote islands. The law states that voters must not have to travel more than 1.2 miles to get to a polling station. Some areas are so remote that election officials must use boats, camels, elephants, and horses to reach every voter. Political parties spent $7 billion on the last national election in 2019 and are expected to spend twice that amount this time. Turnout in the previous election was 67%, the highest in India's history. Why is the election significant? Many political experts said this is India's most important election in decades. Under Modi, India has become the world's fastest-growing major economy and strengthened its position in international politics. Modi and his supporters say a third term would allow that progress to continue. Modi's opponents, however, say the election could determine whether India remains a true democracy. The nation has no official religion, but Hindus are the majority and Muslims are the minority. Modi's government has been accused of establishing policies that favor Hindus and discriminate against Muslims and others. Modi has also been accused of silencing his opponents, stopping citizens from protesting the government, and other human rights violations. What will happen next? Voting will continue until the election ends on June 1. The votes will be counted and the results will be announced on June 4. The next prime minister will take office for a 5-year term shortly after the results are made public. The information bubble is wow. The world's highest polling place is in Tashigang in India's Himachal Pradesh state at an elevation of 15,256 feet. And the sidebar is India Fact File. Its capital is New Delhi. Languages are Hindi, English, and more than 19,500 others. The money is rupee. Top religions, Hinduism, Islam, Christianity, Sikhism, Buddhism, and Jainism. Size, 1.27 million square miles. And geographic regions, Himalaya mountains, plains, deserts, and tropical islands. Next, a tobacco bill moves forward in the UK. On April 16, a historic bill regulating the sale of tobacco products passed by a vote of 383-67 in the UK's Parliament, which is similar to Congress. The Tobacco and Vapes Bill would make it illegal to sell cigarettes or vapes to anyone born after January 1, 2009. Starting in 2027, the legal age limit to buy cigarettes would increase each year. The proposed law aims to create a smoke-free generation and reduce the health risks associated with smoking and vaping, such as heart disease, cancer, and stroke. The bill now moves to the amendment stage, where changes can be introduced, and then it will be voted on again. If passed, the law would be one of the strictest anti-smoking laws in the world. People who oppose it are concerned it would limit personal freedom. It's currently illegal in the UK to sell cigarettes to anyone under age 18. Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, who supports the bill, said it tackles the single biggest entirely preventable cause of ill health, disability, and death. A similar law passed in New Zealand in 2022, but was later reversed. And now the Olympic torch relay begins. The Olympic torch, a symbol of unity and peace, was lit in a ceremony in Olympia, Greece on April 16. It will be carried in a relay from Greece to France, arriving in Paris on July 26 for the opening ceremony of the 2024 Summer Games. This year's torch was designed to reflect three themes of the Games: equality, water, and peacefulness. Inspired by the ancient Greek Olympics, the torch was first used in modern times at the 1928 Amsterdam Games. The flame is traditionally lit by a woman dressed as a Greek priestess using a mirror to focus the sun's rays and ignite the flame. Greek athlete Stefanos Nuktis began the relay before passing the flame to French athlete Laure Manadou. More than 550 torch bearers will carry it in Greece, arriving in Athens on April 26. It will then sail on a ship to Marseille, France, arriving on May 8. Over 68 days, the flame will be carried by 10,000 torchbearers through about 400 French towns and historical sites, including the Palace of Versailles, vineyards, and World War II memorials. Relay teams will be made up of athletes, coaches, and citizens. The last torchbearer, typically a prominent representative of the host country, will light the Olympic cauldron at the opening ceremony. It will stay lit until the closing ceremony on August 11. The torch for the Paralympic Games will be lit from August 28 to September 8. Carrying the flame is carrying hope, sharing, and acceptance, said French Olympic swimmer Camille Lacourte, who will be a torchbearer. To me, it's an immense honor. And the information bubble is, did you know? For each Olympic Games, the first torchbearer is an athlete from Greece, and the second is an athlete from the host country. The word of the week this week is torch, T-O-R-C-H. The Olympic torch, which holds a real flame, is a symbol of continuity between ancient and modern games. The word torch comes from the Latin torcere, meaning to twist. Before today's flashlight was developed, a torch was made by twisting material that had been soaked in a flammable substance around the end of a stick, which would be set alight. This week in history, on May 3, 1973, construction was completed on the Sears Tower in Chicago, Illinois. The 110-story skyscraper stood 1,450 feet tall and was the world's tallest building for more than 20 years. In 2009, it was renamed the Willis Tower after the insurance company that purchased it. More than 1.7 million people visit the Willis Tower Sky Deck every year to enjoy views of up to 50 miles and four states. The how-to section is how to show your teacher you care. Celebrate the amazing educators in your life during Teacher Appreciation Week. Teachers dedicate a tremendous amount of time and energy to their students. In addition to the hard work of creating lesson plans, assessing progress, and managing a classroom, they do so much more. National Teacher Appreciation Week, taking place May 6 through 10, is a great time to show your teacher you're thankful for all they do. Here's how you can get started. Learn the history. Former First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt persuaded Congress to establish the first National Teacher Day in 1953. In 1985, the National Education Association established Teacher Appreciation Week to be recognized every year during the first full week of May. Express your gratitude. One way to show appreciation for your teacher is to write them a letter. Take a minute to think about the qualities that make your teacher special. For example, they may be patient at explaining new concepts, or they may make learning fun. You could include a positive memory of school this year, like a favorite book you read as a class or a fun science experiment led by your teacher. Be a respectful student. Another way to show your teacher how much you appreciate them is to give them your respect. You can do this through your actions. For example, you can demonstrate you care by coming to class prepared and doing your best work. Remember to be polite to your teacher and to everyone else in the classroom. You can also express appreciation by taking an interest in the lesson the teacher is teaching. Find out what they need. Teachers often pay for classroom supplies with their own money. Talk to your family about how you can support your teacher by providing items they may need, whether it's books for their classroom library or cleaning wipes and tissues. You and an adult could also help organize a spring drive with other families to replenish classroom materials. Pledge your support. More than appreciation, teachers need us to take action, the National Education Association states on its website. Teachers need support and resources all year long. With an adult's help, find out more about how your family can support educators at nea.org/TAW. And the information bubble is, did you know? There are about 3 million teachers in public schools throughout the U.S., and the sidebar is three simple gestures. One, a touch of nature. Brighten your teacher's workspace with a potted plant or a bouquet of flowers in an upcycled vase. Personalize it with a note in your own words. Two, a special photo. Capture a fun classroom moment with a camera, then print the photo and frame it for your teacher. Attach a card explaining why this memory is meaningful to you. Three, a sweet treat. Surprise your teacher with an edible gift, whether it's candy, fresh fruit, or homemade baked goods. Tie on a gift tag with a handwritten note of appreciation. In Animals in the Environment, how COVID affected animals. From pumas prowling through cities in California to jackals venturing into parks in Israel, the COVID-19 pandemic prompted many animals to change their behavior. It seemed as though animals were thriving while people had to stay home. However, a new study has revealed a more complex picture of what happened in the animal kingdom when the human world shut down. Scientists looked at images from more than 5,000 camera traps around the world. These cameras automatically photograph animals when their movement or body heat is detected. The researchers then used these images to study the activity of 163 mammal species both before and during the COVID-19 lockdowns. This showed how the animals reacted to changes in human activity. Overall, the activity of carnivores, which are meat-eating animals, such as wolves and bobcats, was higher when humans weren't around. However, the activity of larger herbivores, animals that eat plants, such as deer and moose, was lower in the absence of people. The research team suggests that this could be because wild carnivores are in greater danger from people who kill them to protect their animals. Herbivores, on the other hand, might find that having humans around protects them from predators. Animals living in built-up areas, such as towns and cities, were less active when there were fewer humans nearby. The animals also became more nocturnal, stayed awake at night, and slept during the day. In the countryside, where animals are probably less familiar with humans, animal activity was higher when people weren't around. Scientists say research like this can be used to protect animals. Caitlin Gaynor, who worked on the study, said it showed that doing things like closing campsites or hiking trails in the countryside for part of the year could limit the amount of disturbance to animals. These species might need quiet times during breeding seasons or when they migrate. And the fun fact is, did you know? An herbivore that weighs more than 2,000 pounds is known as a mega herbivore. And the sidebar is noontide period. Earth is currently in the Holocene epoch, or time period, which began about 11,700 years ago. Recently, some scientists have advocated for declaring a new epoch called the Anthropocene, from the Greek word for human, to recognize how humankind has influenced Earth. So far, the proposal has been rejected. Next, coral bloom is a sign of hope. An incredible mass coral reproduction event has been seen off the coast of Cambodia. Scientists say this suggests that coral is healthy even though it faces challenges such as climate change. Despite its rocky appearance, coral is an animal. Many corals together make up large underwater structures known as reefs, which provide food and shelter for a huge variety of animals and help to protect coastlines from storms. Many people also rely on coral because it helps them make a living from industries such as fishing and tourism. Coral reproduction, known as spawning, usually takes place once a year. This process involves two types of reproductive cells, or gametes, eggs and sperm. Coral reefs release both types of gametes into the water at once, and the sperm fertilize the eggs. Chantra Trong, who watched the mass spawning, said the event looks like it's snowing underwater, except instead of falling, it moves up slowly, slowly. It is a wonderful spectacle. Understanding coral reproduction also helps experts protect, care for, and restore reefs. And the information bubble is wow. When they are spawning, coral reefs can release millions of cells into the water. The animal of the week this week is the snow leopard. Chester Zoo in the UK has welcomed two snow leopards. Yashin and Nubra came from two separate zoos, but they're getting along well. The zoo hopes the pair will mate and have cubs of their own. They live from 15 to 18 years in the wild in the mountains in Central and South Asia. They grow 29 to 59 inches long, plus their tail. Their diet is large mammals such as deer and sheep. And the fun fact is, unlike many big cats, snow leopards can't roar. Instead, they make a high-pitched yowl. The Ask an Expert question is, why did humans domesticate ferrets? Humans domesticated ferrets to help us hunt small animals and control pests like moles and rats. Ferrets can turn around in tunnels as wide as their body, which makes them very good at chasing small animals out of burrows. They are truly furry slinkies, like Slink in the movie Toy Story. The special section is all about the Westminster Dog Show. The 148th edition of the Westminster Dog Show, one of the largest dog shows in the U.S., will take place on May 11, 13, and 14 in Queens, New York. A tradition begins. Dog shows have a history that stretches back more than 150 years. The world's first known dog show took place in Newcastle, England in 1859. The Westminster Kennel Club was founded in 1877 in New York City, named after a hotel that the club's founders liked to visit. The club's first show, held the same year, featured 1,201 purebred dogs, which are dogs bred from parents of the same breed or variety. The competition lasted 4 days and became a hit. The Best in Show Award, the event's highest honor, was first presented in 1907. How the dogs are judged. The American Kennel Club, or AKC, founded in 1884, approves the guidelines for evaluating competitors in dog shows. A judge determines how well each dog matches the standard, a description of the qualities the AKC says their breed should have. Those qualities include physical traits, such as the color of the dog's coat, temperament, and ability to perform the original purpose for their breed. The AKC recognizes 212 breeds or varieties, which are categorized into seven groups: herding, hound, non-sporting, sporting, terrier, toy, and working. Naming the winners. Dogs get invited to the Westminster Dog Show by performing well in other AKC competitions leading up to it. At Westminster, the dogs are first judged against other members of their breed, with one being named the best of each breed or variety. Those winners are then judged against the other breed winners in their group, and one is determined to be best in each group. Finally, the seven group winners compete to be named best in show. Polished pewter trophies are presented to each of the group winners as well as the best in show winner. The best in show winner also receives the Westminster Legend Trophy, which is a special hand-engraved crystal bowl. This year's show. More than 2,500 dogs representing 200 breeds are expected to compete at the 2024 Westminster Dog Show. In addition to the main event, other competitions will take place. The agility competition, which is open to mixed breed canines, challenges dogs to go through a timed obstacle course following commands, while the obedience competition tests how well dogs follow their handler's instructions. In the dock diving event, dogs leap as far into the water as they can. There's also a junior showmanship event for children between the ages of 9 and 18 to determine who is best at handling a dog. At last year's Best in Show award presentation, the judge said the dogs give so much to our lives, whether it's here in the show ring or in the field, or even just greeting us when we come home at the door. The information bubbles? Big debut. A Lancashire Heeler, a dog breed that was just recognized by the American Kennel Club in 2024, will compete in this year's show. And wow, the Crufts Dog Show in the UK set a world record for the most show dogs in 1999 with 22,993 canine entries. And did you know? Wire Fox Terriers have won Best in Show at Westminster 15 times, more than any other dog breed. And the sidebar is dogs that took the top prize. In 2020, Siba, a standard poodle in the non-sporting group, won Best in Show in 2020. A judge said she was elegant and exquisite with an air of distinction. In 2021, a veteran dog show competitor named Wasabi took the top prize in 2021. The Pekingese from the toy group stood as though he was a lion, the Westminster judge said. In 2022, a breakthrough came in when Trumpet became the first bloodhound in Westminster history to win Best in Show. A judge said Trumpet, a member of the hound group, had a beautiful head and praised his flawless movement. In 2023, a petite Basset Griffin Vendian named Buddy Holly from the Hound Group made history last year by becoming the first of his breed to win Best in Show. Nothing bothers him, said Janice Hayes, his handler. He loves all the cameras. In science and technology, space agencies study astronauts' headaches. Spending time in space makes astronauts more likely to get headaches, according to a new study. A total of 66 astronauts from NASA, the U.S. Space Agency, the European Space Agency, and the Japanese Aerospace Exploration Agency participated in the study. Of those, 24 astronauts reported their experiences with headaches before and during space flights. The other 42 reported their experiences based on past space flights. While none of the astronauts reported regularly experiencing headaches on Earth, most of them got headaches in space. Fortunately, the headaches were mostly mild or moderately severe. Most occurred during the first week of an astronaut space mission, and they became less frequent as the missions went on. The types of headaches also changed. Migraines, a type of severe headache that often comes with nausea and light sensitivity, were more common during the early days of a space flight. During the later parts of a mission, astronauts typically reported feeling tension-type headaches, which are characterized by a dull, achy feeling. The different kinds of headaches could come from different biological causes. The study's authors say that more research into what causes space headaches is needed, and that their findings could also indicate a need for effective treatments for astronauts suffering from headaches in space. The fun fact is, zero gravity makes astronauts' blood flow from their feet toward their heads, a sensation known as puffy head bird legs. In the on-screen section, game mixes golf and racing. Turbo Golf Racing is a new hybrid racing game. It was recently released for the PlayStation 5, Xbox platforms, and PC. Real-world golf requires concentration and precision, which can make it feel slow. However, the sport becomes a lot more thrilling when it involves supercharged vehicles, giant balls, crazy courses, and extreme power-ups, which are all part of turbo golf racing. In the game, you take the wheel of a fast, tricked-out car in a battle to see who can sink giant balls. The action is intense and nonstop, with vehicles shredding up courses in a race to finish three rounds. To add to the fun, there are two ways to compete. Be the player who sinks three balls first, or be the one who can sink them in the fewest shots. There are three distinct modes in the game. The wildest one is a competition that is half race, half battle royale. There's also one that pits two players against each other, as well as a timed trial mode. Before a race starts, you can choose different types of cores. They provide you with powers and weapons such as grappling hooks, missiles, and magnets to use to attack competitors. You can also customize your rides and playing styles to adapt to rivals. The game has 80 courses set across 5 different environments. With online play, you can compete against up to 8 family members or friends. In keeping with the fast-paced nature of turbo golf racing, you can all take your shots simultaneously, which keeps the action moving. And the information bubble is, did you know? During a 1971 lunar landing, U.S. astronaut Alan Shepard hit a golf ball on the moon. We'll finish with around the world. In Montreal, Canada, hockey game sets attendance record. A professional women's hockey league game on April 20 broke a worldwide attendance record. Toronto beat Montreal 3-2 at the Bell Centre in front of 21,105 fans, the highest attendance ever recorded for a women's hockey game, including the World Championships and the Olympics. The previous record was set in February when 19,285 people attended a game between the same teams in Toronto. In Milan, Italy, late-night snacks to be banned. Milan City Council has announced plans to ban the sale of takeout food after midnight to stop people from making noise and disturbing residents late at night. The ban would include pizza, ice cream, and other popular foods and drinks. Restaurants would also have to close outdoor areas at night. The ban has been criticized because businesses will make less money, and late-night ice cream is an important part of Italian culture. In Accra, Ghana, eco-friendly home idea. A movement is underway to use shipping containers to address Ghana's housing crisis. 6 million people are in urgent need of homes. The large steel boxes, originally used for transporting goods on ships, are being turned into homes that are cheaper and easier to build than traditional homes made from brick and cement. They also take up less space and are easier to cool. Well, that's all the time we have this week for the May 3, 2024 edition of the Week Junior US. This is Julianne, and have a great week.